In 1997, I sold a publishing company called Edinburgh Financial Publishing, and I bought another one called Financial News. And Financial News was a trade newspaper for the banking industry, and it was based in London, so it was clear that from then on my career would be London.
But your heart?
Yeah, my heart and my home, my children and my life, and my wife are based in Scotland.
I have probably three very good friends who I have met on the sleeper for the very first time and then become friends.
So how long have you known Angus for?
Well, our grandfathers were friends, our parents are very good friends. I remember him when I was a kid, although he says he can't remember me.
It's 4:40 then altogether.
Anne-Marie and my family have known each other again for well over 50 years, I would say.
And she's one of the Scottish staff.
Yeah, she's one of the Scottish staff.
Okay, thanks very much.
Well, Anne-Marie's father was a shepherd, and my grandfather had a sheep farm, so he was a shepherd on my grandfather's sheep farm, which is rather nice.
And how did you work that out one day?
Her name was Gillis, and I knew that the shepherd was called Gillis, and I guess it just came up in conversation.
What does your daughter, three, what does she think you're doing now? Has she got an idea of the
she
kind of
she knows I'm on yet? The choo-choo. She knows that mummy's on the choo-choo. And then we go into a shop, it'll be, mummy on the choo-choo to give me money for sweeties or for toys. So it's kind of, so she knows she's sort of actually adjusted. And then when I'm home, my husband's a lorry driver, so he goes away doing lorry driving and I have my week with my daughter.
People are very friendly on these trains, and people who don't know each other end up chatting. Romances have blossomed in this very bar. I mean, I know of a couple who had never met before, who met, and they spent the whole evening together drinking away and having a wonderful time getting to know each other. Then, sort of one in the morning, he said, "Oh, do you want to come back to my carriage for a nightcap?" The next morning, she was rather surprised to find herself stepping out, not onto Pitt Lockery Station, where her husband was waiting and where the stewards put her luggage, but actually onto Aberdeen platform, because unbeknown to her, she was in the wrong section of the train, and the train divides at Edinburgh.
How much you get to know those regulars?
We do. Once things quieten down a bit in the lounge car, or we manage to have a talk, we know about each other's lives, what's going on. We're all a little happy family.